Today on Gardening in a Minute, spas. In today's busy world, it seems like everyone wants a quiet sanctuary where they can escape the stresses of daily life. One way to transform your garden into a blissful oasis is to add a spa. Many above-ground spas are available, and they can fit anywhere from 2 people to 10. You could also choose to have an in-ground model installed. Today's spas offer an amazing array of massaging jets, colorful underwater lights, waterfalls, and even TVs. Your spa will definitely require maintenance and upkeep, so check the owner's manual that comes with it. You can even add aromatic plants like roses and tea olive near your spa to enhance your sensory experience. Just make sure they're clear of any splashing, since the water could potentially damage the foliage. For more information about spas and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, air potatoes. The air potato is an invasive plant that can take over large areas very quickly by climbing trees and choking vegetation. To prevent the plant from spreading, in January or February, pick up all of the potato-like bulbils that have fallen to the ground. Dispose of them in your regular trash, not with your yard waste. Air potato is cold-sensitive and will appear to die back in the winter, but any potatoes that remain in the ground can sprout new vines in the spring and summer. You'll need to hand-pull these vines while they're young, but once they get to a certain size, you may need to apply a herbicide to get them under control. Always read and follow label instructions and use caution when handling herbicides. For more information about air potatoes and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninginaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, runoff and water pollution. When it rains, water flows down our streets, sidewalks, and driveways, and everything that's on the pavement, like grass clippings, fertilizer, and oil, gets washed into storm drains. What many people don't realize is that our storm drains don't lead to the nearest water treatment facility, like our home's water pipes do. Instead, they lead to a stormwater basin or empty directly into the closest water body. The water is not filtered or cleansed first. You can help reduce water pollution by minimizing or eliminating fertilizer and pesticide use. Sweep up sand, grass clippings, and other debris from hard surfaces, and don't dump or wash anything other than stormwater down a storm drain. Be part of the solution by helping to protect our surface water bodies. For more about runoff and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, cold hardy bananas. Bananas can add a tropical look to any garden, even those in North Florida. The key is to look for cold hardy varieties. The cultivar Dwarf Cavendish is widely available and can be grown throughout Florida. It can produce tasty fruit if it doesn't freeze back in the winter. Pink Velvet Banana produces fruits that have a bright pink outer peel. The most cold hardy option is the Japanese Fiber Banana, which can survive in areas that receive sub-zero temperatures. If temperatures drop below freezing, all these plants will turn brown. However, they typically come back in the spring. Keep in mind that many of these are ornamental bananas and aren't good for eating. And although not technically bananas, Musella and Anseti both look like bananas and can take the cold. For more information about bananas and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, selecting a turf grass. Whether you're planning to install a new lawn or renovate the one you have, it's important to choose the right turf grass. First, think about the site conditions, such as soil type and the amount of sun. For example, Bahia grass won't tolerate shade or coastal soils. Consider how much time and effort you're willing to invest in maintaining your lawn. For example, St. Augustine grass is widely planted, but it needs irrigation during dry periods, and it can require more fertilizer than other grasses, like Bahia or Zoysia, to keep it looking good. Also, think about how you plan to use your lawn. If you like to play ball or walk barefoot through the grass, you might like the finer texture of Zoysia. Choose carefully, and you'll end up with a lawn you'll love. For more information on lawns and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.